regular family. It's lovely to see everybody. Today is our harvest festival, and if you'd like, during the first hymn, to bring gifts, there's already a little stash of gifts here for the community cupboard at Rose Hill, which is a food bank, and there's very good work done there. We hoped that we would have envelopes for all we can donations, but they haven't arrived, thanks to postal services, we think. So if you would like to make personal donations, individual donations to all we can in this harvest time, then that would be very suitable. There will be tea and coffee after the service, as indicated, and our COVID precautions are, as usual, whatever you feel comfortable with. It's very good to have Peter with us, and as we are in a time of mourning for the death of the monarch, we have included two items at the very beginning of the service to mark that occasion and express our own mourning and feelings for that event. So I'm going to read the statement of the President and Vice President of the Methodist Conference in response to the announcement of the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. It was with profound sadness that we learned of the death of Her Majesty the Queen today. We join the nation in grief and thank God for her long and distinguished reign. The loyalty to and love expressed for Queen Elizabeth across the world is a testament to the life that she led, one marked by dedicated service to others. She provided encouragement and reassurance to a world living through uncertain times. For people of all ages, the Queen has provided constancy, a calm and wide influence at all levels of society. Our nation, the Commonwealth, and the world have been greatly blessed by her life and work. We give thanks to God that her duty as monarch was grounded in a deep faith in Jesus Christ, which has been an inspiration to countless people throughout her reign. Her dedication, commitment, and service to her people will never be forgotten and will sustain all those who mourn in the coming weeks. Our prayers are for her family, who have lost a mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and aunt, and we pray that all may be inspired by her service and guided by her example. The prayers of the Methodist people are also offered for His Majesty the King, Charles III, in his new role. And that is the Reverend Graham Thompson and Anthony Boateng, President and Vice President of the Methodist Conference.
We're going to take a moment's quiet before I pray and we continue with our service. Creator God, we give thanks for the life of Her Most Gracious Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. We honour her life of service built on a firm foundation of faith and an exemplary commitment to duty. Comfort all those who mourn and bring peace to those in distress. Be with the new King in the days ahead as we offer our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. we have moved. We had a prayer focus here, which we've moved over here, but it will be moved back again after the service, so that it will be here for the coming days. If you'd like to have a look at that, please do. And as Kate has already mentioned, we're collecting for Rose Hill Church for their food bank. If you'd brought any stuff, you can bring it forward if you haven't already during our first hymn in a moment. Some words to take us forward in our service from Psalm 139. For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. As we gather for worship today, may we remind ourselves that we are beautiful as image bearers of God, all of us, and that we serve a purpose in the building of the kingdom, and that we are intricately woven by our Creator. We're blessed to be able to have Rockfish playing for us this morning. I'm going to invite them forward now to get ready to play. Where I guess if we were to say, is there a leader to Rockfish, it would be Jim Godfrey, who's not here because he's pretty much lived at Christchurch where he works since the news of the Queen's death. And at some point he'll go home, but we're not sure when that's going to be yet. Neither are the family. But we're delighted that both Jim, Jack and Billy are here in his stead. In fact, they're so good that we could probably manage without Jim from now on, if somebody would like to let him know. And we've got a wonderful gathering of our musicians and singers to lead us in our first song, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
Thank you.
If you've got any young ones with you, we've got Junior Church Corner, as I'm now calling it. Just today I've started calling it that. And we've got some lovely craft activities for the little ones to do there if you'd like to. And to be honest, if you're an adult as well and you'd like to weave a basket, you can go and sit in that corner, or indeed get a basket kit and take it back and weave it at your leisure. On this day, when we mark the momentous activities of the last week, we return to the faithfulness of God in giving us the seasons, even though they are confusing us so often in these recent years. We mark the harvest today. And in our prayers, we give thanks to God for all God's gifts. Let us pray. For High Street and Superstore, checkout and debit card, we thank you, O Lord of our lives. For commerce and industry, factory and workshop, we thank you, O Lord of our lives. For college, school and university, teacher and pupil, we thank you, O Lord of our lives. For police and firefighter, doctor and nurse, we thank you, O Lord of our lives. For leisure and fun, recreation and sport, we thank you, O Lord of our lives. For food and clothes, friendship and family, we thank you, O Lord of our lives. For spiritual food and the gift of your Son, we thank you, O Lord of our lives. For your kindness and love and a plan for our lives, we thank you, O Lord of our lives. As we pray together the Lord's Prayer, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Philip is going to read for us, I think, from the Storyteller Bible. Thank you, Philip. Good to see you. A story well known to you from Scripture and Jesus' encounter with the crowds, the marvelous picnic.
It wasn't long before lots of people wanted to hear Jesus talk about God, and many more wanted to make them well. So they followed him everywhere, from town to town, from city to country, and all the way back again. "We need a rest," Jesus said to his friends one day. So they took a little boat trip across Lake Galilee, hoping to camp for a while in the hills beyond. But the people were so eager to see Jesus that they raced around the shoreline to meet him on the other side. Jesus was tired, but when he turned and saw the people following him up the hill, he stopped. "They're like sheep without a shepherd," he said to his friends. "They need someone to show them the way." So he sat himself down, right then and there, and he started to teach. "God loves you," Jesus said. "He knows what's best for you. The most amazing things can happen when you trust him." Jesus said a lot more than that. He taught all day, in fact. And by then, the people were hungry. "Philip," Jesus called to one of his friends, "can you go out and buy some food for these people?" Philip just laughed. There are more than 5,000 of them. It would take 6 months' pay to feed them all. Then Andrew, Peter's brother, spoke up. There's a boy here, Jesus, who has a little food. 5 loaves of bread and a couple of fish. It's not much, but it's a start. So it is, grinned Jesus. And he rubbed his hands together as if he were about to go to work. Make the people sit down in little groups. Tell them we're going to have a picnic. Jesus' friends looked at Jesus. They looked at the boy's little lunch. They looked at the enormous crowd. Then they looked at each other and shrugged. All right, they agreed. Whatever you say. Jesus smiled as he watched them go. Then he bowed his head, thanked God for the food, and started breaking it into pieces. The friends returned and began to pass out the pieces. And to their amazement, there was plenty for the first group, and the second group, and the third group, and then every group. Plenty for everyone. More than enough to go around. So much, in fact, that there were 12 baskets full of leftovers to take home. The people patted their tummies. They struggled to their feet. They wiped the crumbs from their mouths, and some even burped. But all Jesus' friends could do was stare. It's just as I told you, said Jesus. God can do the most amazing things. All we have to do is trust him. Then he smiled at his helpers, popped a chunk of bread into his mouth, and started off for home.
Thank you, Philip, wonderfully read for us today. I like to think that the Queen would like a story like that because it includes those words, all we have to do is trust in God and amazing things can happen. We recognise too by the crowds gathering at different places and that will continue to gather and those who will go to London to pay their respects, that there is a sense of brokenness for many. We're going to sing now that out of brokenness, beauty can come. Rockfish are going to lead us in our next hymn. Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. One of the joys of the modern world is technology. It can also be a right pain in the backside. And we've been having fun with our Wi-Fi here, coming and going. So we are hoping now that we will be able to show you a short video. It's very important, of course, the Wi-Fi nowadays, so that we can stream the services out by Zoom to those who are gathered wherever they are, at home or in other places. And you are welcome and very much part of our service wherever you are, that they can see and hear what we're doing together here in worship. And so we're going to have a short video, just a few minutes, about the work of All We Can, the Methodist Relief and Development Agency, in an area of Zimbabwe.
In Zimbabwe, Binga is known as the Forgotten District. All We Can, our partner, Zubo Trust, and our supporters have not forgotten the potential of all who live there. Amid
the lingering impacts of COVID-19 and climate change, together, Zubo and All We Can are supporting women like Marita, Susan, and Sibongile as they take their next steps and weave a better future.
We believe that if women are empowered, if women are able to solve their problems, they can also be able to fend for their families, they can also be able to participate even in decision making processes in different forums and platforms.
Will you walk alongside women like Marita, Susan, and Sibongile? By starting a regular gift of just £5 a month, you could help more women to create baskets, get them to market, and secure a sustainable source of income to help their families flourish.
Hands are amazing. 29 bones, 123 ligaments, 34 muscles, 17,000 nerve endings, and the all-important opposable thumbs. The nimbleness, dexterity, and usefulness of our hands is what has allowed humans to create incredible technology. It is what has allowed the women of Binga to forge a living for themselves.
Because hands are such an important part of how we act and interact as human beings, the Bible is very concerned with how we use our hands. In the New Testament, we see that hands can be incredible tools for conducting God's blessing upon the world. In the Bible story of the marvelous picnic, the boy brings the little food he has and hands it to the disciples. Peter, who hands it on to Jesus, Jesus then rubs his hands together like we do when we are about to go to work, to do some serious work. When we pray, certainly when I was a child, we sometimes still bring our hands together. We might do it like this or like this. We bring our hands together. It's a symbol of a surrender in our prayers and of our willingness to be still as we pray. In other cultures, especially, for example, Hinduism and Islam, hands are often put together as a sign of greeting and peace. Bringing hands together in those religions is called Anjali Mudra. It means greetings to you or peace to you. The hands are brought together as Christians when they pray, when we pray, and placed in the center of the body in front of the heart. At the same time, in those traditions, people might say namaste, which is a greeting and an offering of peace, similar to when we say peace be with you, and we share the peace with one another. Something that has been difficult for us to do during the period of COVID, and we're still rightly cautious and careful, but in the service a bit later when we have communion, to which all are welcome, we will share the peace with one another carefully and with understanding of others' concern.
The Bible is concerned not just about our hands themselves, but what resources we use them with. The Zubu Trust in Zimbabwe started by asking, what resources do we have in our community? How can we use them to help people? They recognized that the Iala palm trees were a resource they had in abundance, and they used their hands to turn their resource into something that empowered women in the area. They pride themselves in using the resources they have available to them and using their hands to transform that into something as beautiful as these baskets. All We Can tries to heed this in its approach to international development. It would be so easy to go to a struggling community in a low-income country and impose an initiative of some equipment on that community, which helps with their material situation in some way, but does nothing to empower that community. And it does everything to reiterate their dependence on Western help.
A man called Nye Bevan, who was the man responsible for the creation of the NHS, once said, "The purpose of power is to give it away. Power is not something to be grasped firmly, but something to be used to release the potential of other people." Jesus, we're told, emptied himself in order to become a servant of all. Perhaps we can think, even in our own lives, in what ways can we give away the power we have to those who are less fortunate than us? All We Can is very clear that the purpose of international development, and indeed the church's work with all marginalized people, needs to be to reduce power imbalances between countries and communities, not uphold that power imbalance.
The way All We Can tries to do this is to be totally led by the local partners they work with. All We Can did not tell Zubu to make baskets. It supported them in their vision of tackling poverty. Coming alongside them, not standing over them, helping communities use the power and autonomy they already have. The little boy brought what he had. The disciples were not convinced it would make a difference. It did. and what a difference it made in the hands of Jesus. We put ourselves in Jesus' hands, and he can and will make a difference in our lives. Amen.
Amen. It's wonderful to have lots of people helping us with our worship, and Rob Elliott's going to come and lead us now in our prayers for others, after which we'll sing again ahead of communion. Thanks, Rob.
For our prayers today, I thought that as we are sharing harvest, which is a community activity, it would be good if we have some words to say together. So I've written a short line, which you can see on the screen, and I wondered that at the end of each part of our prayers, we might like to say the second part. So I would say, gracious and generous God, and then if you'd like, please join in with inspire us in our sharing. Should we have a little practice? Gracious and generous God, inspire us in our sharing. Lord God, thank you that you have given us a planet to live on where there is more than enough food to feed everyone, if only we will share it wisely and kindly. Thank you for organizations such as All We Can and the Red Cross, through whom we can help each other. As we think of the world community, those who have more than enough and those not enough, gracious and generous God, inspire us in our sharing. Lord God, thank you for the beauty of creation. In our desire to live well, we have often made choices that have harmed. Thank you for scientists and environmentalists who have helped us realize this. We remember there are countries that can readily make changes, and those who need support to do so. Generous and gracious God, inspire us in our sharing. Lord God, thank you that you have given us a world to live in where there is a wonderful mixture of people. As you know, we sometimes struggle to live peacefully together. We remember with you countries and peoples, especially Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Myanmar, Pakistan, Russia, Syria, the Ukraine, the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen, who are having an especially difficult time at the moment. We thank you for organizations such as the United Nations, through whom we come together. Gracious and generous God, inspire us in our sharing. Lord God, thank you for this country in which we live, often green and pleasant, hospitable to those in need, rich in so many ways. We pray for all our neighbours, near and far, who are fearful at this time because they don't have enough, whether food, fuel, finance, friends or family. We thank you for organisations such as Fair Share and many other examples where we look to help each other, those near and those further afield. Gracious and generous God, inspire us in our sharing. Lord God, our home Oxford and the Shire which surrounds it are blessed in so many ways, not least in natural beauty, farms, rivers and fields. Also the many companies, colleges, communities and churches, a wide variety of each. We thank you for the Oxford Food Hub and the many groups and organisations who work in so many different ways to grow community in this city and the towns and villages round about, and to grow faith, hope and love. Gracious and generous God, inspire us in our sharing. Lord God, we thank you for the church which is Wesley Memorial, for the hospitality you enable us to share through your gifts to us, for the buildings, groups, people and provisions that you have given in trust to us for sharing. We ask that you, gracious and generous God, would inspire us in our sharing. And now a moment, if you'd like, to mention anybody that's on your heart or mind at this time, anybody that you know who may be especially in need of our Lord's blessing, please feel welcome to do that quietly or out loud. Gracious and generous God, inspire us in our sharing. Amen.
Thank you, Rob. Our offering comes in many ways. We bring money now, usually via some kind of electronic transfer or whatever. It's nice that we can bring these gifts as a physical representation of giving all of our lives, all of ourselves to God. And so we're going to pray briefly now as we make our offering to God. If you would like to make an offering to All We Can, as I said, the envelopes have not arrived. When they do, we will leave them in the chairs ready for you to use. You can do that online as well. And so as we bring our gifts, as we bring ourselves, all that we are, into God's holy presence, let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we receive from you and learn from one another, we also offer our hands and our whole selves to you in service of your kingdom. Amen. Rockfish are going to sing for us now, Spirit of the Living God, as we prepare to receive bread and wine and to hear the story of this holy meal. Seated as Derek's going to read for us the story of this meal.
Jesus and his 12 friends sat down to eat. There was lamb and bread and wine, a nice meal, but Jesus was sad. "What's the matter, Jesus?" asked one of his friends. "I have to go away tomorrow," Jesus sighed. "And I will miss you very much." Jesus' friends were surprised. "Where are you going?" they asked. "I'm going to be with my Father in heaven," he whispered. "I am going to die." Now Jesus' friends were sad too. There are people here in Jerusalem who do not like me, Jesus explained. They do not agree with what I teach. They do not believe I come from God. And tomorrow they will arrest me and hurt me and nail me to a cross and kill me. No, said Jesus' friends, they will not do that. We will not let them. Jesus looked at them sadly. One of you has already taken money from them and agreed to help them catch me. Jesus' friends stared at each other. Well, it's not me, said one, and it's not me, said another. But one of them, a man named Judas, just looked at Jesus, then stood up and walked out of the room. Let him go, Jesus told the others. We have something more important to do. And with that, Jesus took a chunk of bread and said a thank you prayer. I will never forget you, he said to his friends. And I don't want you to forget me either. Then he broke the bread in half and passed it round. This is my body, he said. I give it up for you. Take it and eat it and remember me. Then he took a cup of wine and said a thank you prayer for that as well. This is my blood, he said. God will use it to wash away all the bad things anyone has ever done. Take it and drink it and remember me. Then Jesus and his friends sang a goodbye song and walked out together into the night.
In a moment, we'll pray and ask God's blessing upon the harvest and upon us as we share bread and wine together. And can I remind you, especially if you're a visitor, that in this church, everyone is welcome to bread and wine. The triangular shaped bits of bread are gluten free. The square shapes have gluten in them. I think that's the right way around, hopefully. Yes, it is. And the wine, we use grape juice here, so that's available to all as well. Please feel free, feel welcome, blessed to receive the bread and the wine. This week, as we have for a number of months now because of COVID, the servers, our communion stewards, will come and bring bread and wine to you. Probably at the next service, we will have our communion rails back in, but we will still take bread and wine to you if you prefer to stay in your seat. But please stay in your seat today and they will come and serve you. And so let us ask God's blessing upon all our gifts. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, bless this bread and this wine. Bless this food that we have brought and all the gifts that we will bring into your hands, that through your hands these gifts may be a blessing to us and to many others. For we ask it in Jesus' name. I invite you to pray with me the prayer that hopefully will appear on the screen, which we use at Bread Church here, and we'll be having a chat about starting a Bread Church here in the building in the coming weeks. And so it's good. There's a bit for you to join in, which is in bold print. Let us pray. At this table, we welcome all, we value all. In eating, we assert our shared humanity. We confess our commonality and take comfort in companionship. May those who come as strangers leave as friends. This is your table, God. As we break bread, we will remember you. At this table, we make space for grace, We give no place for condemnation and complaint. Setting others before ourselves, we banish unkind conversation. May every word we speak, speak life. This is your table, God. As we break bread, we will remember you. At this table, we celebrate God's goodness. In poverty or plenty, we choose thankfulness. We take time for slow food. We dine and digest. We take delight in a life well lived. May all we receive here make us generous in giving. This is your table, God. As we break bread, we will remember you. At this table, we learn to listen and listen to learn. We linger until the last word is spoken. We savor the flavor of each other's stories. We stay until the hunger of the human heart is fed. May all who eat their fill be fueled here for every new adventure they face. This is your table, Lord. As we break bread, we will remember you. I'm going to invite our communion stewards to come forward, and they will bring bread and wine to you, and I'm going to bring it to you and to you. It's our tradition here to hold the bread until we've all received, although we're going to permit Rockfish in particular to eat theirs straight away so that they can accompany our sharing with some music. But if you'd hold it, then I will bless it together and we will share together as we eat. Thank you all. The body of Christ given for you all. May you know the blessing of God always in all that you are. Christ given for you. I'm glad Exeter was good. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. I'll be with you in a minute. For you and for us all, may we rejoice in his love, his care, his guidance, and his peace. Amen. Blood of Christ shed for you, Ben. Blood of Christ shed for you, Rowan. Just pop them down anywhere for now, okay? Collect them up afterwards. Just pop it down and take a piece. Just pop it down and take a piece for yourselves. The body of Christ given for me, for us, and for the world. Amen. Thank you. and the blood of Christ shed for me, for us, and for the world. Amen. Thank you all so much. God bless you. We take a moment's quietness. We thank you, Jesus, that you call us and all people to your table. Bless us in this time of harvest, that we may know your bounty and share it hand to hand across the world. Amen. Rockfish are going to lead us in a rousing version of I Am a New Creation, which we'll sing together. Can I remind you before we sing that afterwards I'll offer a blessing, and then through that door and straight up the little ramp we have the delights of some refreshments, to which you're all welcome to stay and enjoy conversation. As part of our blessing, I will invite you to share the peace with one another. Just to say, if you want to shake hands with those near you, that's fine, provided they're content and comfortable with that. Please don't force yourself on anyone. You can share the peace by looking lovingly into one another's eyes in Christ, just as easily as you can by greeting somebody warmly by shaking them by the hand. So please do so with gentleness and care. Rockfish, you are a new creation. Hallelujah. We sing together. Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon each of you, upon those you love and seek to love, in Jesus' name. And the peace of the Lord be with you now and always. Amen. We share a sign of peace with one another. Peace be with you, Rockfish. Fantastic. Really, really good. And no, Jim. Shh. Don't mention it. Fantastic. Sing again for us before we close. Oh, please be with you. Thank you so much. Peace be with you all. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. How are we doing on greetings? Are we happy? Bless you. So good to see you. Peace be with you. Happy birthday. What is that?
just find out what Frieda wants.